Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Paid paternity leave is a massive issue for businesses. Sarah Namorado did two things last night. She announced she was pregnant, fine. And then she conflated two issues. She's pregnant with this 18 weeks paid parental leave. And then she threw this ridiculous study out that they won't give us a copy of, and I'm demanding. Listen to what she says about this study. Listen.
Researchers anticipate that employers can expect about 1.7% of the workforce to qualify for the policy per year. So if you employ 100 people, that means about one or two people per year on average would qualify. I also have to say, I will be so disappointed in myself as the first county executive who will give birth in office to not be able to provide parental leave for other families who are struggling every day and just want that time to recover and to bond and to build their family.
And you could pay for it. She's screwed. And I'll tell you why, for several reasons. Number one, this will crush businesses, and that crap study, I want to see it. I'm asking for it. I want to see this crap research. Number two, along with a massive tax increase to pay for that, she's going to have to raise $100 million for 20 years to make up for the pension that's in the crapper too. And this notion that it won't really affect businesses, one of the best attorneys in America, and one of my boys, Phil DeLucente, has been very upfront and very open about this. Phil, I'm glad she's pregnant. God bless her. But at the end of the day, this ain't 1.7 people per 100 employees that qualifies. Is it now, sir? Is it?
Well, you know, Marty, thanks for having me, and congratulations to her. That's a big deal in anyone's life. But I have to say, I'm a little taken back. Studies, just like polls, as we have learned in the last 10 years, are completely inaccurate.
Boom.
That will be telling. But I'm also concerned with the potential of persons to view this as self-dealing.
Right.
This just happens to miraculously come out. The timing was horrendous.
Well, hold on. This is actually beautiful. This is why he's so damn insightful. Because now what happens, Philly, and you know this, every woman out there's like, oh, maybe we should pass this, right? Right?
Correct. Right. Correct. And I think a lot of men, too. But, you know, and then the theory is, and it's so typical, if you attack it, you're attacking her. Now,
right,
everybody
on.
Knows Sarah's
right
a nice woman. But that doesn't mean just because somebody's nice. And this is what I can't get through everybody's doggone head in this country. Okay, so you're nice. Okay, so you're a good person. That doesn't mean that your political actions that involve hundreds, if not close to a million people, are not affected. We have to start separating that you're not attacking somebody personally, but you're challenging the basis and fundamental rights
right on.
Of someone who is not just employed, but who is the employer. And so we consistently have this argument,
so
whether
true.
It be on anything. And it's almost, you know, I use the phrase bereft of intelligence because, you know, it's oh, you're mean, you're attacking
boom.
Them.
Boom.
No.
Boom.
No.
Make it Phil's a bad guy because all Sarah wants is to have a healthy, happy baby that she can stay at home with.
But when did we, like, how did this get conflated?
Right.
I mean, they're two separate things.
They are.
But what I was trying to say earlier is the study will be very telling, but nonetheless, this is essentially something that I was told on your show that was recommended by the health department, okay?
Yes, sir.
So the health department now, once again, just like during COVID, is now making recommendations that will affect tens of thousands of people. And when you are in that political vacuum and you're only dealing with the county, unfortunately, because you've never owned a company, unfortunately, you haven't broken your back since you were 15 years old.
It's so true.
What happens is you only look at it from a political standpoint or the governmental entity that you represent. You don't look at it from private industry. And so the private industry needs to speak up. And, you know, county council, we saw that they had bad press and retracted various things recently involving spending. And I think we need to continually and systematically attest to this. And here's my other problem with leaders, and it's Democrats and Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nobody could say I'm one or the other. Take a stance.
Thank
okay?
you.
You don't always have to be loved in this world. Actually, the people that make change in this world aren't loved, but they're respected and sometimes feared. That's not a bad thing. Fear's
right.
not a bad thing. And so I don't know how we got here. And, you know, how about this, Morty? Is this a novel idea? When's the last time you saw county council, the CEO, or for that matter, any political body that's locally, I'm not picking on them, that has made it so that businesses that actually pay the majority of taxes in the city and county, that they did something they passed to benefit them? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I got to research it.
But here's what I think. Phil, I don't think we've heard enough voices of men like you that run a business that could get screwed by insane costs of this.
Because they're afraid.
Right on.
Everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid. Nobody wants to speak up. You're going to be attacked. And you know what? That's fine. But, you know, we need to show the same courage in this country that our forefathers who left a British, okay, monarchy and started speaking their minds. Not in a mean way. We don't have to, you know, be soft and gentle about our statements. They have to be logical, deductive reasoning utilized, and there be debate on it instead of just kowtowing that I'm not going to be liked or I'm going to be attacked. Well, okay, you know, that's life, man. I mean, life's rough.
But Phil, yeah. When guys like you start pulling the trigger and saying, I'm moving my law firm to Wexford, it'll be too late for them to say, hey, Phil, can you come back? Phil, please, please, Phil.
And I know because I've been in those circles. They say, well, that, you know, small business here, small business here. The guys that, you know, Demchek from PNC,
right on.
Mellon Bank of
right
New York,
on.
Look what happened with Mellon Bank, right? You knew the day, anytime you start to see a CEO of one of the biggest companies in Pittsburgh move to New York,
oh, yeah.
or move to one of these other,
oh, yeah.
guess what happens with the rest of the company?
Bye-bye.
It might take a decade, but we got to wake up, man.
Right,
I mean,
on.
Is this the most pressing item that's facing our county and region? And I'll tell you one thing I do want to give kudos to. Mayor sure. O'Connor has been unbelievable. He's had police during traffic at night, just like Ravenstahl
wow.
did. He's really doing a lot of great
Big
things
fan.
Tonight. Really,
Big fan.
Yeah, I mean, you notice it in Pittsburgh.
He's a player, and he gives a damn. Phil D., my brother. Thanks, my man.
All right, have a great day.
You better start listening to guys like him before guys like him are gone and hanging out in Wexford. Fact. It's reality, man.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Look, we collectively wish Sarah nothing but the best. I hope she has a healthy, happy baby. God bless her. She's a little older, not disrespecting her age. But if you heard my wife, once you're past 35, you get to be high risk. And she's pushing, I think she's 40. No disrespect to her age. It becomes high risk. But what happens now is she conflates the two issues and makes this kind of a empathy campaign. And I'm not saying it's intentional, but it sure comes off as, oh my God, she's having a baby. Let's support this. Pay paternity leave and maternity leave. My issue is cost. Men like Phil, who works 90 hours a week on a slow week, no exaggeration, who has an insanely committed staff, and they're in this gorgeous building downtown. I think he has two floors and he's growing rapidly. He's legit seriously saying, I'm going to look in Wexford because I'm not paying this crap. And it's a legitimate concern. And he's spot on. And by the way, most of the cities, states that have this, it's funded by some state program. She wants you to pay with even more taxes. It ain't right.
Kind of circumvent.
Anthony, good morning, sir. Thanks for calling.
Well, Marty, look, my wife's a 30-year county employee, so I knew she was pregnant a long time ago. I could have discussed it, but it was none of my business to do that. But I said at the time, well, this is all self-serving. And she already gets a generous package. She gets 12 weeks herself.
Right on.
Plus, she's giving half of the staff are working from home.
Right.
It's been very generous with the work from home for the county. So, they're trying to do an ordinance because, I was at one of those meetings. They wouldn't let anybody who was dissenting talk.
Oh, no. Hold on. They push you to the bottom of the list or off the list altogether?
Yes. They hit you and boo you if you're even talking amongst yourselves about this subject. And I said at the time, it's an unfunded mandate.
It is.
And it hurts businesses. If you got three or four employees, you can't have.
Oh, you're screwed. You have to shut down. You have to shut down.
Right. But they don't care, Marty. The Democratic Socialists don't care about business. Listen, people, you can be altruistic all you want, but you can't be altruistic with other people's money.
Right on.
And that's what they're doing here.
And my man, throw this into we almost have a 50% tax increase. Throw this into,
right.
She's going to have to come up with $100 million a year for 20 years just to fund the pension. We're screwed.
Yeah.
We're screwed.
She's trying to go around the state. Remember, the state has not allowed this.
Right
they
on.
Haven't. They haven't come off their own. So she's trying to go around the state. And the state would never offer you. Folks, listen to this. It's 4 months paid time off. So when they say 18 weeks, that sounds, that sounds banal. It's 4 months out of a 12-month year. Plus, you notice it's been awfully quiet, the unions. Because the unions know they already got a generous package. Now they'll get 18 weeks, too.
They
don't care. It is ugly, but we pay for it.
There's no doubt we're screwed.
Oh, yeah. Hey, your buddy in Texas, Ross Perot, once told us that sucking sound will be businesses leaving Allegheny County. And that's what's going to happen.
Tax the rich, feed the poor, till there are no businesses in Allegheny County no more. Thanks, Anthony.
Yes, sir. All right, bro.
My man. Again, we're getting hammered because we have a declining population. We have a declining economy. We have a declining number of jobs. We have a declining tax base. You cannot tax your way out of this stuff. And when you do, you become, oh, yeah, that's that city that taxes the hell out of you. You can't move there. Why do you think South Point is exploding? Huh? Why do you think Cranberry and Wexford and Butler County are exploding? Huh? Why do you think they're gaining jobs and population? Huh? Taxes. Period. End of story. Bottom line. I know several folks that use CCAC to get a completely different career. Two women, a mother-daughter team that we became friends with. They're both nurses working right now at UPMC. Both of them went to the a CCAC at the same time. They have no debt, which is insane. I'm a big fan of this because I know so many young people that are burdened with debt. In fact, as a tie-in, this is actually shocking. For the first time in American history, most young people, 30 and under, are living with mom and dad. It's never happened before. Why? Paying back student loans, they can't afford a home. So, to that point, I had to mention, this is so friggin' cool. CCAC has this virtual campus. Check this out. 17 degree programs, 15 certificate programs, entirely online. You have no excuse. This is so cool. I love it. Millie Rodriguez, how are you, Millie?
I'm great. How are you, Marty?
Wow. CCAC Dean of Virtual Campus. Millie, this is about the coolest thing we talked about recently. How does this work? And what can you achieve virtually?
Yeah, you mentioned it. We have, as you mentioned, 17 degree programs and 15 certificates that students can come and earn a full degree, associate's degree online, and what we call asynchronous format, meaning they never have to log in at a particular time or day. They just need to be completing the work as prescribed by their instructor. So, and we have amazing options for them. You can get a degree in computer information systems, business, cybersecurity, criminal justice, just to name a few. And we're super supportive here at the virtual campus to make sure that that student experience from a distance is just like you get when you walk through the doors here at one of our CCAC campuses.
Man, this is cool.
Yeah.
And if you're homebound or have transportation issues or working a job or raising a family, I mean, this is the deal, right?
That's right. So if you are unable to take traditional classes, perhaps, as you mentioned, you're limited in your transportation, you work full time, you've got kids during, you know, the day or even at night, this would be the perfect option for you to come and earn that degree, you know, at a time that's most convenient for you, right from home, maybe in your PJs, and really get a great quality educational experience at an affordable price when it's good for you. So what we can offer here at the virtual campus.
Millie Rodriguez, who is the dean of the virtual campus. So give me a typical day of someone pursuing one of these degrees and how it could work, how this would play out in a typical day of learning.
Sure. So typically, as with traditional courses, you have a schedule that you need to meet, typically identified in what's called the course syllabus, with whatever it is that's supposed to be covered in that week. So a typical day for a student who is online might look like waking up, getting the kids off to school, putting themselves together for work. Coming home, we have a majority of our students doing classwork after kids are asleep at night or after dinner. And so they're able to log in and dedicate that time when it's most appropriate for them. And so, yeah, that would be what a typical day looks like. Essentially, you go about your regular business and kind of fit education into your life. At those spaces where you're not busy doing something else, which is fantastic, right? And it really gives that access to people that might not have it otherwise because of their busy lives. There's just not time, right? You can't always make the time to go to school.
And by the way, the degrees you,
program, you can.
Millie, the degrees you mentioned are relative as hell and timely and significant. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so we try to stay as relevant as we can with the programs that we offer. And again, one of our main goals is to make sure that as an online learner, you're experiencing the same kind of environment you would if you were a face-to-face student. So you're getting the same kind of outcomes that you would if you were in the classrooms.
Hey Millie, can you estimate how many hours a day this takes?
It really depends based on the, you know, the degree program. Yeah, yeah. But as with a traditional class, let's say it's the 3-hour credit course, you would devote those 3 hours per week, plus like maybe an hour to two a day in getting that extra work done, the reading, the writing. It is something where you do have to be a disciplined student. So there's not somebody always prodding you to do what you need to do. But yeah, if you set aside a couple hours a day, you can be incredibly successful in the online environment.
And I could get one of these degrees for a couple $1,000s.
That's right. Community college is so, yes, absolutely. We, you know, are as affordable as coming into the campuses, maybe even more so because you don't have the overhead of, you know, your car payment, your gas. So yeah, you're still sitting at home in your jammies. So that is absolutely going to be an affordable option for students if they're looking for a great way to either retool, reskill, do something that they want to do at an affordable price. Not only is the virtual campus a great option, but CCEC as a whole.
Hey, my producer, my man Patrick, he said this might be a dumb question, but it is relevant. Do I have to be in Allegheny County to take this?
You do not. Allegheny County residents do get a tuition reduction. So those folks that, let's say I live in Butler County, you know, my daughter takes classes at CCAC. We pay a little bit of a premium for her to do that because we're Butler County residents, but it's not an exorbitant amount. It's still way more affordable than anything you're going to get anywhere else.
Millie, I love it. It's exciting as hell. Yeah. And you know what you can say? You have no more excuses. You just don't.
And I can't stress enough, you know, reach out to us. We're here to help you, to guide you if you have questions. We have an awesome open house coming up next Tuesday night, specific for our virtual learners. It's at 6 p.m. because we know they're working during the day. So if that's something that your listeners are interested in, you know, please have them join us next week. You can go to the events page at CCAC and learn more about how to connect. But, you know, we are here to help them. We want them to be as successful as they would be on the ground.
I love it.
And yeah,
Millie Rodriguez,
it's a wonderful way.
CCAC, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I talk them up all the time because of what you just said. So you leave school with a degree and you owe $2,000. Hello. Come on. The nursing thing's insane. If you get a nursing degree and it costs you $150,000, you leave CCAC with a nursing degree and you owe nothing. Hello. Just saying. I'm trying to confirm the plans for the demolition of that bridge today. They're debating it. I'm not picking on PennDOT. I think they've done a wonderful job in keeping people in the loop. I don't know that business, but I know it's incredibly difficult to do something like that, and they've done amazing work. I also know they've had morons down there. Zone 4 cops were called there several times. Several times. Let me read this. Trucks vandalized along Commercial Street while they're working. So you have these men and women out there working their asses off, trying to get this bridge moved, which is insanely tough. You have morons going down there and vandalizing their trucks. Come on, man. We've lost our minds. I wanted to grab Patrick real quick because he's been providing us with some riveting video from Phoenix. First, there was a dust storm. Then they had monsoons. Then his cars were covered in dust. My man, I'm looking at crazy hot numbers, like record-breaking heat all across the South and Southwest. Are you having folks sick and or dying from the heat, or have they adapted to this kind of craziness, Patrick?
No, in fact, it's actually cooler than it has been here.
I see.
So we're hovering around, let's see, right now it's 99. The high today.
The irony of him saying cooler at 99 is right.
Well, a week ago it was 118. So
when
you factor in a 20 degree difference, it's a huge difference, huge deal.
Wow.
So the high today is 110.
110.
But they're pretty well acclimated to it here. You know, there are people that do get overcome, people that get out there hiking and get in trouble.
Do they? But, I saw them. They had to rescue some folks. Is that amateurs?
Well, for the most part, I think it is for the most part, or people that are vacationing or playing tourist, and they get out there thinking, hey, I'm this big badass, I can do this. And oops, they didn't hydrate and they overdid it, and now they're in trouble.
It's interesting you should say this because, as you know, my wife's family has had a home in the area of Aspen forever. And I've gone out there many times, and I think I'm in shape because I work out so much. And you're not ready for that. Number one, it dries you out, so you have to hydrate. And number two, the high altitude. So I would get dizzy. People have passed out. So you have to acclimate. Do you not, sir, when you get into heat like that?
You absolutely do. And then, you know, right now with the way the weather is, you get these afternoon, you know, storm swells, and the humidity jumps from zero to, you know, 100 because you've got some of these downpours and thunderstorms that pop in.
You told me the other day, do you actually have monsoon season?
Yeah, it's officially monsoon season across parts of Southern California, Arizona, Nevada, and Utah. So these intense, really intense afternoon storms will pop up, and it's just a full-on deluge.
So have you acclimated? I saw you swimming the other day. Do you do it at certain times? I mean, swimming's fine, but if it's 120 degrees, that's still hot. Have you acclimated to the time you decide you're going to get physical activity, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll pop in the morning for a swim or in the late afternoon, early evening when it starts to cool down. And by cool down, I mean it gets to about 100, 102.
Oh.
And the water temperature is in the upper 80s, so it is a nice cooling refresher.
Wow. Today's report from Phoenix, monsoons. What's that?
But I'm not getting out on the mountain bike.
What's that insane cloud called?
The Haboob. The big dust storm.
And before he goes, he's working on a video right now that Max actually shot over a homeless encampment that, quite frankly, kind of shocked me, Patrick. Kind of a little tease. Tell people what you're seeing in this video that kind of scared both of us.
Yeah, I didn't notice it the first time around because I just turned it around for us. But he zooms in on these guys in the homeless camp, and one of them's got a rifle or a pellet gun in his hand. It looks like they're getting ready to try and shoot the drone down.
None look like a pellet gun to me. Thanks, Patrick. We'll be right back.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.